Good news again. Unions say they've reached agreement with London Midland over the long-running dispute which has caused weeks of disruption. Drivers have been refusing to volunteer to work overtime, leaving the firm with a real shortage of staff, particularly at weekends. Simon Weller is the national convener for train drivers, the union ASLEF, joining us on the show. Simon, good evening to you.
Hi.
Are you happy?
No, this is a very good deal for both us and the company, and especially those who use London Midland services.
What is the deal, then?
It's a three-year pay deal with productivity, and it answers the harmonisation problems we had when two franchises were forced together and we had the same train drivers driving the same trains but on different rates of pay and different terms and conditions, and this has resolved it.
So, because there was a dispute about the amount being paid to drivers on a Sunday, for example, wasn't there? Are they going to get what they originally received or not?
I think there's been a bit of confusion about this. This dates back from a few years ago when London Midland didn't have enough drivers working Sundays. Quite simply, this has been the root of the problem. They don't have enough drivers. And so they decided to offer double time to give some people an incentive. We said at the time we weren't happy with this. This was not a good idea. And they were making a rod for their back. We as a union, this may come as some surprise, are trying to move away from overtime rates and running the job on overtime. We would prefer just a flat rate. But they carried on with it, despite us telling them it wasn't a good idea. And then suddenly, when they decided they'd had enough of it and withdrew it, surprise, surprise, they didn't have people volunteering on a Sunday. So we've resolved that problem, and we're hoping that that'll be good for the future.
A lot of people have been pretty upset over the last few weeks because this has taken a long time to sort out. So do you have sympathy?
Well, we're not half as upset as our members, because it's been taking 3-4 years for us to get this sorted out. We did originally try and come to some agreement with London Midland. They gave us a commitment to sort it out by March 2009, and we finally lost patience and balloted before Christmas for industrial action. Of course, London Midland's response then was to just go to court rather than sit down and talk about it. Now we've got and sat down and talked about it and come to an agreement which is good for both our members, the company, and especially the users of London Midland.
And that's the end of it now?
Well, hopefully. We're certainly recommending to our members that they accept the deal. This has come from the negotiators, the executive, the leadership of the union are recommending acceptance to our members, because we're a democratic organisation. Our members have the say.
Simon, thanks for joining us tonight. Simon Weller, national convener for the union ASLEF. That's Simon Weller. This is Johnny Palmer, Josh Groban coming
BBC
up.
BBC WM, Eyewitness Travel.